Life Audio.
A Prayer for New Mercies This Morning, written by Victoria Riolano and read by Kelly Givens. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. Every day I need them. More than I need food, water, church, or to hang out with friends, I need the Lord's mercies. Here is the truth. I often miss the mark. I get hung up on words, behave in ways that are displeasing, and do not always love others the way I should. The funny thing is, from the outside looking in, I qualify as a good Christian. Going to church weekly, reading my Bible, and seeking to be kind to those I meet, I desire to do what is right. Yet in those secret moments, like many others, I struggle with fear, shame, and a host of qualities that don't reflect my Father in heaven. Like all who have come before me and will come after me, I struggle with sin and need daily repentance. Yet the Lord chooses to love me past my disqualifications and mistakes. So much so that every morning He extends His mercy to me, and it's His good pleasure to do so. Yet you and I aren't the first to feel like we don't quite measure up. The Apostle Paul found himself in a struggle between right and wrong. In Romans 7:15, he says, "I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate." Yes, even the person responsible for writing half of the New Testament was in desperate need of a forgiving God. He was transparent about his shortcomings and knew it was by Christ alone that he could overcome them. We serve a holy and perfect God. The truth is, He has every right to turn His eyes away from us. However, His love is steadfast, immovable, and never changing toward us. As described in Romans 8:39, no height, depth, nor circumstance could ever separate us from this unending love. It's out of His unconditional love that He can say, "I offer you another chance." Every single day He does so. We simply can't outrun His love and the accompanying mercy. Our job is to receive them. Unfortunately, many of us struggle to receive God's mercies. We become stuck between our spiritual desire to do what is right and our fleshly desire to satisfy ourselves. We convince ourselves that our struggles with sin disqualify us from God's love. The shame of our situation, either past or current, leaves us defeated and unable to genuinely enjoy the benefits of being a child of God. All the while, the Lord wants to remind us that He died for us before we ever dishonored Him. God's mercy and love was never affected by the depravity of the sinner. It was always backed by the truth of His word. Truly, the one He has set free from sin, shame, and guilt is free indeed. His mercy is anew for you if you choose to receive it. Let's pray for that mercy today. Lord, I thank You for Your steadfast love, for Your mercy toward us that is renewed for us each morning, no matter the sins of yesterday. Thank You for choosing to love me more than I could ever love myself. I praise You for Your goodness and faithfulness toward me. Even when I don't deserve it, You show Your kindness toward me relentlessly. Lord, forgive me for yesterday's sins and shortcomings. I grieve over anything I have done that makes a mockery of Your merciful love. I give myself completely over to You. Lord, I ask that You show me when I'm operating out of shame and guilt. I ask that You forgive me for the times I've rejected Your mercy toward me and have chosen to walk in shame. I receive Your new mercies over my life right now. Thank you, God, that I can walk forward today confident in your love for me. I am free from the bondage and stain of sin. Thank you for your steadfast love that never ceases, and for your mercies that never come to an end. In Jesus' name, amen.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andrus, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.